This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on the Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, September 28th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O. At sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We're going to start right with the baseball in the American League with the division races, the wild card races. We'll go through the games where both teams are contenders for playoff spots, and we'll get to the rest. But Tampa Bay in Chicago to play the White Sox. The White Sox now in a minor free fall. Evan Longoria hits a home run in the top of the ninth to put the Rays up 3-2. Fernando Rodney, probably the best closer in baseball this year, let's be real. The guy's got 46 saves and an ERA under one. He comes in and gets the job done. Tampa Bay 3, Chicago White Sox 2. Tampa Bay making their patented late season run. They've now won 8 in a row to get in the mix for at least a wild card. The White Sox 1-8 in their last 9. They've fallen behind the Tigers. You never looked like the Tigers. We're going to catch them, but now they've catched them and passed them. We'll get to the standings in a minute. Joel Peralta, gets the win in relief for Tampa Bay. He's 2-6. Myers takes the loss. He's 3-4. As we said, Rodney's save is 46th of the year. James Shields, 6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned for Tampa Bay. PV, 7 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned for the White Sox, but Tampa Bay gets the win. Again, they're making their patented late run. They have a good shot to make the wild card. Longoria hit his 14th of the year. Of course, he missed 85 games. Luke Scott with a big home run, his 14th of the year for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay managed only 5 hits, but they do get the win, 3-2. Kevin Youkilis, 3-4 for the White Sox, but not enough. Tampa Bay 3, White Sox 2, Tampa Bay 86-70, White Sox now in second place, in third place in the NL AL East, White Sox 82-74, they trail the Tigers by 2 games. Another game with playoff implications, Oakland in Texas to play the Rangers, Rangers 9, Athletics 7, Kinsler with his 19th home run for Texas. Napoli with his 21st. Harrison gets the win. He's 18-10. Blackley takes the loss. He's 5-4. This game became close at the end as the Athletics scored 3 in the 8th to go from 9-4 to 9-7. But Joe Nathan comes in to get his 36th save of the year with a scoreless 9th. Rangers 9, Athletics 7. Rangers in command in the AL West at 92-64. Athletics right now still in a wild card spot at 88-68. Johnny Gomes with 3 hits for Oakland, 3-5. Reddick with 2 hits, including a home run. You know, Reddick was playing so bad he got benched, but yesterday 2-4, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, hits his 31st of the year. Morse with his 20th of the year. Cespedes with his 22nd of the year. Norris with his 6th. All for the Oakland Athletics. But not enough. Texas 9. Oakland 7. Other games, not with two playoff contenders, but certainly with playoff implications. The Blue Jays shut out the Yankees. A dominating performance by Brandon Morrow, he gets the win. He's 9-7. Nova bad again for the Yankees. He's 12-8. Blue Jays 6. Yankees nothing. Yankees can only manage 5 hits. Aaron Sibbia hits his 18th for Toronto. Lurie hits his 10th. And you're seeing a lot of this. The teams with no chance acting as spoilers. Yankees dropped to 90-66. Only a game ahead of the Orioles again. We'll get to the standings in a minute. Other games. Tigers score in the bottom of the ninth to get the win over the Royals. Tigers 5, Royals 4. Benoit gets the win in relief. He's 5-3. Collins takes the loss. He's 5-4. Billy Butler hits his 28th of the year for the Royals. But the interesting thing here is Doug Fister started, gave up 3 runs, 2 earned. In the 8th inning, he was charged with all those runs, so that's why he got a no decision, even though the Tigers come back to win it. But Doug Fister strikes out 9 batters in a row. That's an American League record. Of course, the Major League record. Seavers struck out 10 Padres in a row when he was with the Mets, the last 10 guys he faced. But Fister gets 9 in a row, American League record. Alex Avila drives in the winning run with the bases loaded. He hits a rocket down the first baseline. And the first baseman catches it and touches first, why I don't know, and then, you know, attempts to throw home from the seat of his pants. But the winning run scores. That's how the Tigers win the game, a walk-off ground ball to first, I guess is what people would call it nowadays. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4. Another bad game for Cabrera. Now look, as long as they're winning, you know, Cabrera's saying all the right things. As long as we're winning, I don't care. But right now, Cabrera, 1-for-4 yesterday. I think he's like 1-for-his-last-12. He's still ahead in batting average, 326 to Trout's 323. He's well ahead in RBIs. In home runs, Hamilton leads the American League with 43. Cabrera has 42. Edwin Encarnacion has 42. And Adam Dunn has 41. Again, if he gets a tie, that's considered a win when Yastrzemski won it last in 1967. He's the last Triple Crown winner. He tied for the league in home runs. But if you tie, that counts for Triple Crown purposes. Detroit gets the win, a big win for them. Detroit 5, Royals 4. Other games, the Angels fighting for a playoff spot get hammered by the Mariners. Mariners 9, Angels 4. Iwakuma gets the win. He's 8-5. Herron takes the loss. He's 12-12. John Jaso with his 10th home run of the year for Seattle. Those are all your American League games. We'll take a quick look at the American League standings. The Yankees lead the AL East. They're 90-66. As we said, a game up on the Orioles. Four games up on Tampa Bay in the AL East. But in the wild card, Baltimore has the first wild card. They're a game ahead of Oakland, who has the second wild card. So Tampa, 2 out of a wild card spot, 4 behind the Yankees. Now, there's only 6 to play, so they're not going to catch the Yankees and the Orioles. That would be very, very unlikely. So Tampa looking for the wild card spot. Boston and Toronto out of it already. The Tigers have surged to a 2-game lead. Tigers 7-3 their last 10. White Sox 2-8 their last 10. Obviously, you see the 5-game turnaround right there. Tigers 84-72 have a 2-game lead on the White Sox. And the White Sox are 6 out of a wild card spot with 6 to play. So they're not going to win the wild card. The only thing they can hope for is to beat the Tigers. Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota all out of it. Texas, best record in the American League, 92-64, playing .590 baseball. They're up 4 games on Oakland with 6 games to play, so unlikely that Oakland will catch them. But Oakland does right now have the second lower wild card spot. Again, the Orioles a game ahead of Oakland in the wild card race. Oakland with the second wild card spot. The Angels, 2 games behind Oakland for that second wild card, as we just said, the Tampa Bay Rays. So the Angels' only way into the playoffs now has become the wild card as well, as they're 6 out with 6 to go behind both Texas and Oakland. So obviously in order for the Angels to get to the West, Texas and Oakland would have to lose the rest of their games. Or Texas would have to lose the rest of their games. Oakland would have to lose almost the rest of their games, and the Angels would have to run the table. So that's not going to happen. And Seattle, who had played well for a while, hovering around .500, are now behind both the West and the wild card. Seattle cannot make the playoffs now. They've already been mathematically eliminated. Switch to the National League now. Same kind of deal. A few games in the National League where both teams involved in playoff implications. The Nationals in Philly to play the virtually dead now Philadelphia Phillies as the Nationals beat the Phillies 7-3. Gio Gonzalez gets his 21st win. He's 21-8. Cloyd takes the loss. he's 2-2. Bryce Harper hits his 21st home run for the Nationals. Morris hits his 16th of the year. Gonzalez, 6 innings pitch, 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. 21-8 with a 2.89 ERA. That's a pretty unbelievable season, frankly. Jason Worth batting leadoff, 1-for-3, 2 walks, quietly hitting .305 with a .396 OBP. Harper, 2-for-4, 2 RBIs, including that home run and a run scored. He's hitting .264. I mean, their lineup is a very, very good one. Worth, Harper, Zimmerman, LaRoche, Morris, Desmond, Espinoza, Suzuki. I mean, that's a good lineup. For the Phillies, you know, what can you say? It's going to be too little, too late. We'll get to their standings in a minute. Ruff, who we talked about the other day, Darren Ruff, he hit that home run and got the 5-minute silent treatment. 2 more hits yesterday, 3 RBIs, hitting .385 for the year in his brief call-up. But he looks like a player of the future for the Phillies, but it doesn't look like it's going to be this year for the Phillies. Nationals 7, Phillies 3. Arizona and San Francisco to play the Giants. The Giants have clinched their division, but they still hammer Arizona 7-3. Barry Zito gets the win. Talk about a comeback. 14-8 for Zito. Corbin takes the loss. He's 6-8. Scudero hits his second home run of the year. Hunter Pence hits his 22nd of the year. Sanchez hits his 3rd of the year, all for the Giants. You got to give the Giants credit. They weathered the Dodger trade storm, and they've drawn away from the Dodgers, hurting the Diamondbacks' chances. We'll have to see if they're mathematically eliminated, but the Diamondbacks dropped to 78-78. Goldschmidt, the only guy with more than one hit for Arizona, 2-for-4 with a run scored, hitting .289 for the season. Pagan with 2 hits, hitting .291, having a heck of a year. Maybe the Mets would like him back. Buster Posey, 2-for-4 with a run scored, hitting .333. Belton Sanchez, both with 2 hits as well. Giants, going to be a division winner. Will not have to play in that first one-game sudden-death playoff. Giants with that pitching. If Lincecum gets straightened out, Kane, Zito, Lincecum, that's a pretty tough pitching staff, although admittedly Lincecum has not been Lincecum this season. One other with 2 teams with playoff implications, the Brewers in Cincinnati to play the Reds. You know, the Reds have weathered a lot. They missed Joey Votto for a long period of time. They're missing their manager now, Dusty Baker, for about 10 days and still for a few more days. But they scored 2 in the 9th to pretty much, I think, kill the Brewers' playoff chances. Brewers up 1-0 after 8, but in the bottom of the 9th, the Brewers get 2 home runs to win the game 2-1. Todd Frazier, hits his 19th to tie up the game with 2 outs in the 9th inning. And then, I'm sorry, it wasn't a home run. It was a triple by Navarro, the catcher, to drive in the winning run. Cincinnati 2, Milwaukee Brewers 1. Broxton gets the win. He's 3-1. Axford, who's been pretty good for the Brewers this year, takes the loss. He's 5-8. Peralta, pitching for the Brewers, was very good. 5 1/3, 2 hits, no runs. And then the bullpen was good till the very end when, again, Axford gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs in the last inning. Latos pitched well for the Reds, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run earned. He gets a no decision. Again, Broxton gets the win in relief. He's 3-1. Reds 2, Brewers 1. Brewers dropped to 80-76. A few other games in the National League. Want to talk briefly about R.A. Dickey. The Mets 72-84, but Dickey wins his 20th yesterday. I know Gonzalez has more wins, but Dickey did it for a terrible Mets team. He's 20-6 with a 2.69 ERA, 13 strikeouts yesterday and 7 2/3, gave up 8 hits and 3 runs all earned. But what a story it is for Dickey, who was essentially out of the league 2 years ago, now comes back as a knuckleballer. Mets 6, Pirates 5, Pirates' chances already dashed. Correa takes the loss, he's 11-11. Bobby Parnell comes in to get the save. His fifth of the year, David Wright with a huge three-run homer to break the game open, his 21st. That made the game 6-3. The Mets hold on 6-5. Ike Davis with his 31st of the year. Presley with his 10th home run for the Pirates, and Barajas with his 11th home run for the Pirates. Rockies beat the Cubs 7-5. Chacin gets the win. He's 3-5. Volstadt takes the loss. Rizzo hits his 15th of the year for Columbia. He's a very good young player for the Cubs. Braves beat the Marlins 6-2. Hanson gets the win. He's 13-9. Turner takes the loss. The Dodgers beat the Padres 8-4. Capuano gets the win. He's 12-11. Kelly takes the loss. He's 2-3. We'll do the standings right after the break. We'll get to the one Thursday night football game last night. The refs are back, as you know. We'll talk a little about that. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion. Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card.
Call
877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Kallis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Back on the Steve Kallis Show. Quickly to the NL standings. Washington, best record in baseball, 95-61, already clinched the division. Atlanta, +7 in the wild card over the second wild card. They've already clinched the wild card. They're four behind Washington with six games left. Don't think they're going to catch the Nationals, but they're in the playoffs. Philly essentially eliminated, six games left, six game out of a playoff spot. So, you know, everybody would have to collapse in front of them and they'd have to run the table. Mets and Miami all out of it, far out of it, rather. Cincinnati, 94-62, have clinched the division. St. Louis, despite being 10 games behind Cincinnati at 84-72 right now, I would say they're in command of the second wild card spot now because they only have six games left. They have a three-game lead over the Dodgers. San Francisco has already, well, Milwaukee's four out of the wild card with six games left. The Dodgers are three out of the wild card with six games left. So, again, St. Louis in a very strong position now. Pittsburgh, Chicago, and Houston out of it. Milwaukee, as we said, 80 and 76. They're four out of the wild card with six to go. Virtually impossible to make it. San Francisco clinched the division. They're 91 and 65. The Dodgers, the only way they get in is via the wild card. They're three games out of the wild card, again, with six to play. Arizona, another team, six out with six to play, so virtually impossible for them to make it. San Diego and Colorado long out of it. One other baseball note, Cleveland fired manager Manny Acta yesterday. Sandy Alomar Jr. will be the interim manager for the last six games. You know, the Indians were a very good team the first 3 months of the year. They fell off a cliff in the second half. Now, you know, Hafner was hurt, Sizemore was hurt. I thought they could be a playoff contender. I picked the Tigers in that division, but I thought they could be a playoff contender. But they needed some contribution on and off the field. You know, those would be the leaders of the team. Hafner and Grady Sizemore have been in Cleveland forever, but they got virtually nothing from those guys and certainly fell out of it. But Manny Acta's gone. Sandy Alomar Jr., the manager for the rest of the season, the last six games. Quickly now, Sunday night game yesterday, Browns at the Ravens. You know, the Browns are playing everybody tough but losing. They're going to be good eventually. It's not going to be this season. They're 0-4. But the Ravens at home beat the Browns 23-16. You know, give Joe Flacco credit. He's really grown up. He's doing the Eli Manning. I consider myself the best or one of the best. He's not Eli Manning. Eli Manning was saying that after he had a Super Bowl under his belt. But Flacco yesterday, 28-46 for 356, one touchdown, one interception. The Browns held Ray Rice in check, 18 rushes for 49 yards. But Anquan Boldin had nine receptions for 131 yards. Rice out of the backfield, 8 for 47. Smith with six receptions for 97 yards and a touchdown. Torrey Smith has played unbelievably well in these last two games, despite the loss of the death of his younger brother. Ravens 23, Browns 16. Braden Whedon 25 for 52, 320, no touchdowns, one pick. The Ravens are the Ravens. They held Richardson in check in the rushing game, 14 rushes for 47 yards, one touchdown. Give the Browns credit. They battle, but so far they have not been able to break through. The Ravens, obviously, 3-1. Phil Dawson, the kicker for the Browns, ties an NFL record with three field goals of 50 or more yards in one game and sets an NFL record by kicking those three field goals in one half. But it's not enough. That's all the points the Browns can get in the second half. Ravens 23, Browns 16. The game ends with Whedon throwing Hail Mary into the end zone. Actually, two Hail Marys, as there was an unnecessary roughness call on the first one. But they were unable to score. Rained like crazy in the second half. Ravens 23, Browns 16. Ravens 3-1. Browns dropped to 0-4, but the Browns are going to win some games. I mean, they have a good defense. They have a young team. I think eventually they're going to be all right, but I don't think it's going to be, frankly, I don't think it's going to be this year. College football quickly. Last night, Washington beats number 8 Stanford 17-13 in Washington. Somehow that was the lead story on ESPN, maybe because they televised the game. Look, I like college football a lot, but the notion that you'd have a Thursday night NFL game, five or six games that had to do with the baseball playoffs, division, and wild card, and they put a college football game on as, you know, as the lead is just absurd. Again, probably because they televised it, but who knows. In any event, this week, the polls, the first five are the same: Alabama, Oregon, LSU, Florida State, Georgia. I don't think anybody can touch Alabama. You know, the notion that it's USC or Oregon or LSU, even Florida State. I thought Florida State was the one team that could give them a chance, that could give would have a chance to beat Alabama, but Florida State's defense is not very good. And again, here's the problem with college football, as we've discussed. Most of these games are unfair games. This week, actually, only one matchup between top 25 teams, Ohio State at Michigan State. Michigan State's dropped precipitously since being manhandled by Notre Dame. Ohio State, they're going to get there eventually, but they're not there yet in the Urban Meyer, first year of the Urban Meyer era. But that's the only, and those teams are barely in the top 20, Ohio State and Michigan State. But that's your one game between ranked opponents. A few other things. The NHL has already canceled their exhibition season. You know where this is going. We saw this a few years ago. There's not going to be a beginning to the season. Players trying to dig their heels in. The owners want more concessions. But the NHL has already announced canceling their exhibition season, which I always think it's a mistake to lose these games and lose fans, especially the NHL. They're not the NFL. As we talked about, the refs came back last night. They finally worked out an agreement. No matter what you hear from the commissioner, the Seattle-Green Bay last play fiasco where Seattle, you know, won the game when they shouldn't have won the game, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, Goodell could apologize to the fans all he wants, but it's really a disgrace the way the NFL handles this. But again, the NFL is the 800-pound gorilla, so they try and say my way or the highway. But they had to make some concessions to these refs. But that was really based by the national trashing of the NFL and its integrity by not just sports experts, but President Obama. I mean, it was on every national newscast. It became more than a sports story. One other NFL note, Kellen Winslow, Jr., who played for the Patriots last week, was released on Thursday. Aaron Hernandez is not going to play yet, but he's out of his walking boot already. I don't know why Winslow was released. I guess, obviously, he's had some attitude problems over the year, but he did make at least one catch last week. I thought he could fit in, frankly, with the Patriots, but they release him Thursday, and, you know, the Patriots do what the Patriots do. Ryder Cup starts today, USA against Europe in golf. As you probably know, Davis Love III, the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team that's at Medina Country Club in Illinois outside of Chicago. You know, if you're into golf, that's an interesting battle between the best of the U.S. and the best of Europe. One other baseball note, this is very interesting. We'll talk about it a little more on Monday. You might remember Adam Greenberg, who back on July 9, 2005, in his first major league appearance, pinch-hitting for the Cubs against the Marlins, was beamed with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Since then, he's had vision problems, vertigo. He's battled back. He's played a total of 674 games in the minor leagues since 2006, but has not gotten back to the majors, but the Marlins, doing the right thing, because it was the Marlins pitcher who put him out of commission, has signed Greenberg to a one-day contract. He's going to play next Tuesday against the Mets, so he'll get at least one at-bat in that game. And that's a nice story. I mean, give this kid credit. He didn't give up, but he's been unable to get back in, but he will at least for a day be a Major League Baseball player again, and he certainly deserves at least that. It's classy of the Marlins to do this. Since it was their pitcher who knocked them out in July of 2005. I always give you one game against the spread. I'm going to take the 49ers at the Jets. 49ers favored by 4. They laid an egg against Minnesota last week, but the Jets, no Darrell Revis, gone for the season. You probably heard that, torn ACL. I don't see how the Jets are going to score. That's what this is really based on. I don't know how the Jets are going to score on the 49ers defense. Their offense has just been not good other than that first week against Buffalo. So we'll go with the 49ers at the Meadowlands to play the Jets. 49ers favored by 4. Your sports on TV tonight, Major League Baseball, Red Sox at the Orioles, 7 o'clock Eastern, MLB Network. Orioles only a game behind the Yankees, a game in the loss column, 6 to go. Yankees have the better schedule because the Orioles have to play Tampa Bay the last three games of the year, and right now Tampa Bay is still in the playoff hunt. In fact, the Rays-Orioles might wind up determining that wild card spot in the American League. We'll just have to watch and see what happens there. There is a college football game, Hawaii at Brigham Young. That's on ESPN at 8 o'clock Eastern. And then golf, the Ryder Cup is on virtually all day. on ESPN. If you want to check that out, that's the first round, the first day of Ryder Cup play. The biggest thing, of course, Red Sox at the Orioles. No playoff implications for the Red Sox, but plenty for the Orioles. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.